Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Brye. Batting second, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting third, the left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Steve Luber. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second, the center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Garr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horta moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein bunts, foul, in back of the plate. Borgman catches it, throws to third to double up. There's the throw to second to get Spencer. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. Essien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gomez out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luber spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Luber. Hairston moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gar. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Gar steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Hairston scores. Gar scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Stein reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stein moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cusick moves to third. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws home. Essien drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Essien. Ford scores. Weiniger moves to third. Randall moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Randall scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Vic Albury now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Horta hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stein hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Ford moves to third. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to second. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Rod Carew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gar, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Weiniger scores. Randall scores. Borgman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Twins. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Steve Bry. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Essien. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ford strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Cusick moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Cusick moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Weiniger scores. Borgman moves to third. It's 10-5, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Smalley scores. Bostock moves to second. It's 12-5, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball four. Horta moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-6, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cusick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Ford steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Weiniger is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Downing moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Hairston reaches third base with a triple. Downing scores. It's 12-7, Twins. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hairston tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-8, Twins. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox 8. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-8, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.